your money and you buy a piece of art, you're loaning your money and investing your money in a culture. When you actually buy Bitcoin, you're loaning your money to the lords of entropy. You're loaning your money to the gods of chaos. What's the bet? The bet is that chaos will outperform cities, companies, countries, cultures. It's a profound idea. I place you in Europe before World War II. I give you a lot of money, and I give you a choice. You can buy any piece of land in any country. You can buy any building. You can own any company in Europe. You can own art in Europe. You can invest in the currencies and the bonds of Europe. Imagine I give you a choice of buying any asset in any nation that's about to be a combatant in World War II, or you can own the one bank in Switzerland that's going to hold all the money of all the combatants. And you see, if you own that Swiss bank, and everybody puts their money in the bank, and the war comes, chaos comes, and the war is a metaphor for chaos and entropy accelerated in 4 years, what you realize is every building is risky. It may be blown up. Every company will probably collapse. Any piece of land may or may not have value. The rents and the rental contracts will probably be torn up. The currencies will all collapse. And in fact, the more chaos, the more destruction and devastation, the more valuable that one bank. In fact, if everybody puts their money in the bank and they all kill each other, the bank keeps the money. And it's a very profound idea. Are you in the business of benefiting from chaos, or are you in the business of attempting to stop it? And the law of thermodynamics says you can't stop entropy, right? The more confused a government is, the more inefficient the mayor is, the more inefficient and competitive a corporation's market environment is, the more chaos and the more change in the culture, the worse all those other investments are, and the better the Bitcoin investment is. Bitcoin is powered by chaos. It's going to continually outperform everything else, because the one truth in the universe is that entropy goes in one direction, chaos will continue. Walk into a casino, it's rigged. Every game is rigged against you, maybe with the exception of poker. And when you sit down at the poker table, if you're not the professional poker player, that game's rigged against you too. Bitcoin's the only game in the casino that we can all win. That's a very sobering idea. Yeah, maybe you can win one of the games if you rig it. Maybe you can find something in life you can win for a while. If you're the expert in this business or that region or that real estate or this art dealership or something, maybe you find a game for a while that you can win, but there is no game that everybody can win all the time, right? Bitcoin is the casino. It is the house of chaos. Anybody that wants to play in that game can keep winning. In fact, right, the most profound idea here is the only way to lose in the game of Bitcoin is you don't play the game, or you quit too soon until the odds come to your favor. So walk into the casino, sit down, play the game of Bitcoin, don't quit. Everybody wins. Or walk out of the casino, play a different game. Over a long enough time horizon, you'll be a loser in every other game, because you don't control the house, you don't control the odds. Even when you think you own the country, even when you think you own the company, even when you think you have monopoly on the market, the gods of entropy are going to upset your fragile equilibrium. Bitcoin will protect you, but Bitcoin won't protect you if you don't wear the armor. You have to suit up. What does that mean? You're going to walk through fire. You're going to go through a molten volcano. Don't armor up 1% of your body. Don't cover 5% of your body. Suit up. Buy the Bitcoin. Control the Bitcoin. Right? Maybe this means not your keys, not your coin. Maybe this means it doesn't help to tell everybody you know about Bitcoin but be afraid to buy it. It doesn't help to buy it if you don't control it. It doesn't help, you know, when you put 1% of your assets into Bitcoin and the rest go to zero and the 1% increases by a factor of 20 or 30 or 100, you'll be saying to yourself, I guess I got something. And then you'll look back and you'll think, I'd be a lot better if 99% of my body hadn't been burned. Maybe I could have suited up more than 1% of my body. Don't leave yourself with an Achilles heel. Rule number 7. Bitcoin's the one thing in the universe that you can truly own. How? Why? Right? It's information manifested as economic value. The network has to be durable. The network has to be decentralized. The network has to be ethical. But if you find an economically sound, technically sound, ethically sound crypto network, of which we have one called Bitcoin, then the possession of the keys is ownership of the thing. Everything else you have in your life, you own at the pleasure of someone more powerful than you. Whether it's the mayor, the governor, the nation state, the corporation, you know, it could be anything or anyone. You think you own it, you have it until it's taken away. It'll be taken away from you by expropriation, by taxation. Maybe it'll be taken away from you by regulation. And in the absence of all those things, it'll be taken away from you by the passage of time, entropy and chaos. Except this thing. This is the thing that if you own this, the passage of time only makes it more valuable. Chaos only makes it more valuable. Nobody on earth can take it away from you. It's the first thing in human history you can own. It redefines the principle of property. Rule 8, everybody gets Bitcoin at the price they deserve. You know, the decision to buy Bitcoin is an act of humility. It's when you can overcome your fear, your uncertainty, your doubt. It's a moment of clarity and courage. Courage to overcome the FUD. Clarity when you realize that you need to break with your convention, with your ceremony, with your rituals, with all of your history. And when you finally see things clearly, and when you finally overcome that fear, you'll buy it. In December of 2013,